For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Riley Fawcett. And first of all, Riley, I know on the score sheet they haven't given you credit for that first goal. What a great shot by Kristen Huber, but I saw it redirected and I saw you were there. Walk us through how that played out.
Yeah, I think Huber created a turnover and she got it and just rolled around and shot, and I got it in front of the net and just tipped it in.
It was a great goal. It was pretty. Your team obviously has been off for a month. Lindenwood, surprisingly, have been playing 3 games in 4 days. They didn't play like they were tired, did they?
Nope. They're obviously a really good team. Yeah, they had a tough series against Mankato, but they came out and played really hard today.
I know the first period or so, their goaltender put up a lot of great saves against you guys. You had some great offensive rushes. How important was it for you guys to get your goal in order to kind of snap past that?
Yeah, we knew coming in that Lindenwood had pretty good goaltending, so our goal was just to keep peppering shots and hopefully one would go in. And so it was really important just to get shots and keep peppering her. And
then, of course, then they strike right away, right after your goal. Did you kind of go, okay, wait a minute, no, we got to get the momentum back somehow?
Yeah, I was like, oh. But thankfully, Tugi and Steph made a really good play and put it away, so...
And you're probably not surprised how that one played out. I mean, that's just what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, they're really good together.
You guys outshoot them 34-20. Britt didn't have to see a lot of shots. But how much does it give you confidence knowing that she's back there?
Oh, Britt is amazing back there. I mean, she keeps us in games, and that's the one thing that helps us have confidence in her is because she just stays so calm and just so calm and collected, and that's what amazes me is that they'll be peppering her and then she'll just stay calm and keep us in games, and that really does boost our confidence and make us play harder for her.
With the long break, how long did it take you to kind of get into game mode here tonight?
I'm kind of still getting into game mode. I mean, it's a weird series. We're playing in the middle of the week, so that kind of threw all of us off. But coming out from a break, too, and then playing in the middle of the week, I think we're still kind of trying to get into that game mode. But I think we played really well today, and we'll get back into it tomorrow.
Of course, all you have to think about is hockey. You don't have to worry about school right now. How nice is that?
It's so nice. It's almost like... What do you do? Because usually you're just like school, hockey, nap, sleep. And now you're just like, oh, hockey, no school. Now you're just laying around doing nothing. But I mean, it's nice. It is nice.
It's kind of the life, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
What do you guys need to do to get a sweep against Lindenwood?
We need to keep working hard. Our work ethic has to be there. That's the number one thing that we can control. And if we keep working hard, then that outcome will be in our favor. So just keep working hard, play Beaver hockey.
All right, I asked Coach about New Year's resolutions. He said he kind of did just the one word thing. I heard you guys put words up on the board in the locker room. What was your word?
It's funny because my word was a lot different than everybody else's. It was sisu, and that's Finnish.
Yes.
And it basically means just perseverance and staying determined to overcome adversity. And
it's funny you said that. I have a really good friend of mine who's got that tattooed on her arm, so I'm very familiar with the word. That's an awesome word. Riley, good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.